Ron Sanford is president and CEO of Metairie Bank, and he joins us on WWL. Ron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Fingers crossed for that cold front.
Oh, yeah, I know. So the economy is down. It's down a lot from April to June in that quarter, 31.7%. And it seems as if the president's campaign is shifting away even more from the economy and focusing more on other things, because right now the economy is not good.
No, it's the worst in recorded history, going back to 1947, which, by the way, was the year that Metairie Bank was founded. That's when we started keeping records on the GDP growth, and that's the largest drop. That 31.7% is the largest drop since
now,
we started tracking it.
There are signs that the economy is growing again, but right now, I mean, it's down. So, I mean, let's face that reality, but let's be optimistic about the future, right?
Sure, because we're talking about the second quarter, of course, you know, April through June, and here we are, we're less than 30 days away from the end of the third quarter, which is, by all predication, supposed to be close to a 20% annualized growth rate in GDP. So a lot of people think that it's coming back. In fact, that it's already hit bottom in the second quarter and will recover from there. So
and unemployment. Unemployment still over 10%.
It is, but that's down from just under 20%.
Yeah, it's good.
In, with all the job losses in March and April. So well, there's still almost 30 million people on unemployment in this country, but we are adding jobs, no question, the last few months after March and April.
So, Ron, what was it about the economy that was so bad in 1947 that made Metairie Bank decide, well, let's open up a bank?
Actually, it wasn't bad back then. The worst drop was 1958, I guess. But that was, you know, right after the World War II, and that was the post-war boom years. And there wasn't a bank, the commercial bank in Metairie on this side of the river. So a bunch of Metairie businessmen got together and said, let's start one up. And it's been pretty good effort.
Okay. Ron, what would you say to just consumers right now, with this news about the economy going down so significantly, 31.7%, that is significant. But, you know, we can't wallow in the negative aspect of that. What is it that you would say to consumers about where we are now and where we're going, and what can consumers do?
Well, consumers seem to be spending, Scoot. They're saving. They've got more income because of the government stimulus, and we've talked about this, than maybe they even had when some of the unemployed were working. But if you look at the retail sales, are still they're flat with last year. Home sales are surging. Home sales are hitting records. The stock market's hitting records. S&P still hitting records. So there's optimism out there. And interesting, the consumer spending on the services side, which is usually maintained during a recession and is about twice as much as spending on the good side, consumer spending on the good side is up over where it was in February already, whereas the services side hasn't recovered. That's about services is twice as much as goods. It's about $1.2 trillion in total. But so people are buying, like, the car they couldn't get right before COVID. They're going out and buying that. They're buying appliances. They're repairing their houses. They're just not spending money on the services, which is the hair salons, the nail salons, the restaurants, the movie theaters. And some they can't because those places are closed.
Right.
So they've kind of redirected that spending and saving and spending in other areas than what their normal patterns would be. So I would just say hold the fort. I think we have the past, the worst is behind us, and things are going to get better from here.
Well, that's really great. Well, we'll talk again next week, and we'll see what the latest development is with our economy locally and nationally. Ron Sanford is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thank you for your time, sir.
You bet. Enjoyed it, Scoot.